Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This week on the Beard Laws Podcast.
My Instagram feed has been very, very gruesome lately, to where I these kids with their piss closets. A coworker who asked me legitimately, she's like, is that like a thing that guys do? Like, have you ever had a circle jerk?
Well, this is weird. I didn't send an African prince money, but
yeah, it's the reverse rule.
I sent cash to Africa.
Wow, that's not everybody can say that.
That's going to be Toto's next hit. Yeah, I mean, honestly, what does he want? I mean, I have a price.
No,
we're going to keep the women
on
there. And we're going to call it rock, paper, or scissors.
Put that thing away. I don't know where it's been. So I'm already uncomfortable.
You should have said, why? Can you smell it from there?
Oh, man. But then he follows it up with, I go, and then he goes, but I know where it's going.
She stole somebody's identity, and that was Michael Jackson.
No, allegedly. No. What kind of peanut butter is the best peanut butter?
Chunky. It's ribbed for my pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
But what brand?
Ooh, you can't skip on the Skippy.
Now, we talked about Mandela Effect. You remember Jiffy? People thought Jif used to be Jiffy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're confusing Jiffy Lube and Jif peanut butter, I think
they
is what
are.
It is.
They are.
They are.
Yeah. Most of the Mandela stuff is remembering shit that didn't happen.
I loved the clip of this, the Sinbad one. Still, people are still going crazy about it, and they're like, oh, that guy, he's so dumb, he doesn't know, and da, da, da. And I'm like, is it true? Yeah. I was like, do you own the movie? No, but I know people that do. And I was like, all right, I will give you $50 for a picture of said movie. And then I was like, here's my email, here's this. I was like, I tell you what, here's a brilliant idea. Is Sinbad on Cameo? Because if he's on Cameo, we should pay for a Cameo of him either saying, no, it's not. I mean, we could be a little biased, but just have him answer the question legit. I'm sure he's going to try to want the publicity and be like, of course it was real. I remember making it. I bought it. But if we were just like, listen, when we pay him, he's got to say it, right? Like, listen, it was never a movie.
You know what?
The Mandela Effect. Brandon J. McDermott was right.
I stand on the fact that it is real. So I'm going to pay him $10 more than what you're going to pay him to say that it was real, and go fuck yourself.
Here's the problem with it that I have. And I have no problem with you thinking it's real, you. And I get where our memory is your memory, right? I know you don't. But the thing that makes me wild are the folks that are like, oh, it's real. It's real. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care. I remember it. Like, so show me the movie. Oh, I don't need to show you the movie. I saw it when I was 8. You know, those kind of people are like
I
he is on Cameo.
I firmly believe that it isn't real, but I do find it weird that a lot of people do remember the same type of movie before the internet was even really a thing. Same thing with like the Marilyn Manson, you know, taking a rib out to suck his own junk. Like, how the fuck did everyone know the same story before the internet was even around?
Because Well, with that one, that's a conversation of, and I don't want to get into the woods and have a Toby moment here, but that's a conversation of not just telephone, but before the internet, shit passed around. I mean, like, it would drop in a magazine somewhere or somebody would share it. And I mean, back, okay, let me just say this. We would say it in our junior high. They would say it in the junior high across town, and it just spread like wildfire. It was, Marilyn Manson was huge. Pulling out your rib and sucking your own D is crazy. So you don't forget that kind of stuff. Just like the
Daddy chill.
Right. Just like the topic of the kid from Wonder Years was Marilyn Manson. Remember that?
Never remember that one.
You don't remember that one? Okay, look up that one while I'm sitting here bullshitting. But the kid with the glasses, the nerdy kid with the big nose, people said that was Marilyn Manson. And it wasn't. Clearly wasn't. You know, he was an actor with a name and stuff like that. But I think there's two separate things. There are rumors that get passed and they just become bigger than the thing itself, like this Marilyn Manson thing. And then there's remembering something that didn't happen, but there's bits and pieces of it that seem real. There was a movie called Kazam. It had a big, tall, black guy, Shaq. It wasn't Sinbad. There was some kind of, what was it, a internet spoof or something that like that, where he wore something that like in a movie or something like that, that was like that, but it wasn't the actual movie. So people are remembering it. And then and for whatever reason, we all remember it wrong together. And here's mine though. Here's my Mandela effect that I do think is real, that I'm still puzzled on the conspiracy theory wise, the Berenstain Bears. We all knew it as the Berenstain Bears, right? The Berenstain Bears. Mm-hmm. What we called Berenstain. It, what we seen it, but that's not how it's spelled. It's spelled Berenstain, S-T-A-I-N. But I never remember it spelled that way, ever. But
I did grow up saying Oregon Trail. So, I mean, Berenstain Bears. I mean, now I don't even know what to say anymore, but...
No, the whole word of mouth thing with like the Marilyn Manson thing, this is where I get a little skeptical, only because, you know, I do partake in some lettuce adventures that kind of do, you know, cloud my vision maybe a little bit or puts me in a better perspective. Because did you guys ever play the whisper game or whatever? You sat in a circle and you told the secret and you're like, hey,
telephone,
pretty much telephone, or, but you know, you didn't use the can or the string, but I think it's called different game, you know, names or whatever. But yeah, you told that person and then it got back to you and you would see if it was the exact same thing that you had said before. Mm-hmm. How many times was it the same?
Yeah. I think one of the things with that is, and I took a bite of pecan pie while I'm trying to talk right now, so I apologize in advance.
Is big fan of nuts in your mouth.
That's right.
Yeah.
Big old sugary salty nuts right in my mouth.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
So I'm going to godfather it right now with the nuts in my cheek. Now you got me all thinking about nuts in my mouth.
Are you hard?
A little bit. What were we talking about? I had a point. We were going to talk about something.
Oh, shit.
I'm just visualizing nuts in my mouth.
Nuts in mouth. Berenstain Bears. Marilyn Manson.
It was the losing the – we were talking about the circle game of telephone. And
so the problem with telephone – is what we learned from that was how information gets dropped off. What we don't learn from that, or what we should, and maybe some people did and I didn't, maybe it was just a me thing, was how people add to gossip and how people gossip and add, and the rumor grows and grows and grows. I'll give you an example. 12 years ago, you guys know who Bo Pelini is? Used to be a football coach for Nebraska. Doesn't matter. Used to yell on the sidelines a lot. Used to like yell at players and swipe at referees and just like it became the thing that all the television people talked about when there was a Nebraska game. He ended up getting fired partially because he got his teeth kicked in a lot by bigger teams, Wisconsin and the Big Ten championship game, blah, 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 blah. There was a rumor that is completely conjecture and rumor, never been proven, that he was at a softball game. A little league softball game or some kind of whatever. Wasn't an actual university softball game. And that he punched a referee.
Ooh.
Now, I heard this rumor at my work and passed this rumor on because I'm like, yeah, it's probably true. Yeah. No fucking lie. I get a call from the lead sports reporter from the Omaha World Herald 2 days later. Somebody had heard the rumor from me and they thought that I was there. And I'm like, no, dude, I wasn't there. I just heard that this had happened. And this rumor had grown that Bo Pelini had stormed onto the field, threw trash on the field, beat the umpire up.
Wow.
And it just started from, he didn't like a call and he yelled at the ump. So the game of telephone really just goes to show you that rumors can just grow something and you can never trust a rumor. Anyway, my Toby moment is nothing.
Well, I always sat next to the kid that always just spat a lot when he talked, you know, and just like, hey, Matt has big feet. And I'm like, get your fucking mouth away from my ear.
How many games did you play that were a bunch of you guys in a circle growing up? I mean, did you guys ever play the one with the toast in the middle and the last one that, you know, went on it, had to eat it? Because that's what I heard was a big Missouri/Vegas thing.
No, ours, usually a lot of the circle games that we played involved jerk. About it.
You grab the guy to the right of you or the guy to the left of you?
We had one guy who was a lefty. We kind of kept him, you know, we kicked him out of the group a lot because he kept fucking up the feng shui of it. So we were righties only.
Do you keep your eyes straight? Do you look to the left? Do you thank the guy for you're doing a good job? Like,
I always like to go extremely across for me. I just felt like it was just common respect because you don't want to look down because I feel it's like a desk job. You're going to get that. You're going to pull that muscle in your back. But what really was difficult is we kept posting signs around the small neighborhood and we just said rights only. And a lot of people got it confused, especially with the kids with the lisps. They just kept saying whites only, and it was terrible.
That was pretty tough times growing up, but at least you didn't get canceled. And I mean, if you stare another guy in the eye, whether it's across to there, if they can continue to stay hard while they're getting jerked off by their friend who is also a boy while getting stared at by their other friend and a boy, then they probably, you know, probably with a dude these days, I would have to imagine.
Can I say something? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Eugene. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I had a coworker who asked me legitimately, she's like, is that like a thing that guys do? Like, have you ever had a circle jerk? And I was like, the fuck? What? And she's like, is that like, do you guys do that? And I was like, not that I'm aware of. No. I was like, what? But yeah, she thought that was like a rite of passage per se, that every guy had to experience one circle jerk. Maybe I'm missing out.
This ain't ancient Rome, but anyway, I was in the bathroom this week at a urinal, as one tends to do when they have to go to the bathroom, at a place where I know the people, so it's not like a random store. Let's just put it that way. Okay, I was at work, and guy walks in who I know, and what's the rule? We have two urinals and two stalls. If I'm at one urinal, or I see a guy at one urinal, I'm not going to stand next to him. I'm going to go to the stall. That's just out of respect. I don't care. Okay. Well, he stands next to me. But before he does, before he even gets to the stall, the urinal, he goes, put that thing away. I don't know where it's been. So I'm already uncomfortable.
You should have said, why? Can you smell it from there?
Oh, man. But then he goes, he follows it up with, I go, and then he goes, but I know where it's going. I've never shook it off and zipped it up quick enough and washed my hands in left fashion.
Wow. That's how you free up a urinal. That's how you free up a urinal.
Yeah.
You got a free bathroom. That's what you got.
I'm going to probably choose the urinal, though, over the stall, only because there's probably been some like severe dumping action in the morning or after lunch. Like if it's in those times, I'd rather pee next to a dude in a urinal than have to pee where somebody just bombed it and it still kind of has that smell.
So
if you're walking in a bathroom and it just like smells like the inside of like somebody's asshole.
Yes.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
The other day, and maybe we can get this person to call in. I did see a text message from them, but said person that I potentially work with might have clogged one of the toilets. And where we work, there's one toilet that still has some heat. Then there's another toilet that has no heat. So if you want to take a dump where we are and it's cold out, you better hope that it comes out quick. You might have to break the ice in the water before you go there. And I went to, I was sitting there and they're like, oh, you can still use the bathroom. There was a sign on there that says, toilet's broken, can still use urinal. I'm like, what? And I go in, there is a huge garbage bag over the toilet, and there is just a disaster, just a scene that even people from South Africa in the middle of a jungle, maybe fighting off lions, would be like, that is disgusting. And I'm sitting there, and I allegedly sent a Snapchat over to said person, and he said, yeah, I did that. So I don't know if he was the one that had made the mess or if he was the one that put the bag over it. But come to find out, we have a cleaning person, and somebody said, yeah, I can't. That was a pretty good move. You know, the cleaning person put over the bag, and said person goes, no, I did that. It was gurgling, and there was just shit bubbling and going everywhere.
Oh, yeah, so, God.
Yeah, it was, and then I was like, I'm not pissing next to that disaster. I mean, I'm gonna take the walk into the cold bathroom, reach in real, real deep to get the boy out, and because it's cold, and get out there.
My Instagram feed has been very, very gruesome lately, to where I, you know, these kids with their piss closets. I say kids because they're like probably early 20s, but yeah, this like a hoarder house. And the guy goes, you know, this is my piss closet. And he just proceeds to take a piss into a closet full of 2 liters. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Into a 2 liter or into the just empty closet?
Into the empty closet full of plastic empty 2 liters.
Yeah.
So there's empty 2 liters and they're pissing?
Yeah,
they're just pissing in the closet?
It's I always heard the rumors of like, oh, the, you know, this kid definitely has a piss closet, you know. And this – and he – yeah, just, I mean, there's flies everywhere. Hair is greasy as fuck. I'm going to start sending I out of respect, I usually don't send those ones. I joke around and may send a poop one, you know, once every 2 weeks. But my feed over there is terrible on Instagram. It's haunting. That's why I'm hardly ever on it.
Yeah. So not that I Googled Circle Jerk and that's under. I mean, there is a band called the Circle Jerks that I do enjoy, a punk rock band. I did Google it, and it's a situation in which a group of people engage in self-indulgent or self-gratifying behavior, especially by reinforcing each other's views or attitudes.
Yeah.
Those award ceremonies are big circle jerks.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, the term in the sense of like the hyperbolic, like I've used that and heard that many times, but the actual term of like a circle of naked dudes who are and pleasuring each other? No, I've never actually heard that actually happening.
No.
Why do you know where I find that?
So to recap a couple of things that we did ask, and you did ask to look up, it was Paul Pfeiffer, who played Josh Saviano, or however you might say Saviano. Contrary to the rumors, Kevin's neighbor and resolute best friend did not grow up to be Marilyn Manson. Instead, he traded his glasses for a suit and tie. He attended the school of law and is a working attorney.
So here's another, and that's interesting. And so some of these became so big, like the Marilyn Manson rib thing, that he has to actually dispel the rumor. And some of them were probably regional, like this one we're talking about, where it may make it to the internet, but it wasn't known across the country. There are others, like, have you guys heard? I heard that Mick Jagger, Rod Stewart, and David Bowie, the three of them, all had to have a certain procedure done. Are you guys, do you know any of it, heard anything about this?
No.
They had to get their stomach pumped because there was a certain fluid in there that belonged to other people that were men.
Ooh.
That is not true at all because it's, of course, was shared when we shared when we were in junior high, you know, in the mid-90s.
Right.
But, like, there's rumors like that that get passed around that.
Joe Rogan and the boys were talking the other day. He was on with Shane Gillis, and they were talking about what if cum was actually good. And he goes, could you, like, it was just obviously Shane Gillis just making jokes and whatever. And they were just like, could you imagine if, you know, cum was actually good for your asshole? And like that cured a whole bunch of stuff. And he's just like, would you let some guys just kind of cum in your ass? You know, if it's going to add this to your life and this and that. And Shane's like, listen, I know I love Bud Light, but there is no chance that I'm doing that. And they just kind of going on. But one thing that they did talk about that I kind of wanted to potentially bring up was because I went down a weird rabbit hole of two things, but one of them was the Vikings. And it just kind of happened. It was ironic. Like me and the wife, we were talking before we pressed record about the Vikings, and the show is just so popular. And it's just all these like super huge, big, tough Vikings. And I don't know if you guys have ever looked into kind of anything with them, but they were like farmers. You know what I mean? Like they weren't really big things. Yeah, they did a lot of nasty thing. But there was one thing that they looked up while they were live on the show. they've only found one fully intact Viking helmet ever.
Yeah.
Really?
And I'm just like, holy shit. And I think they've only found one, like, armor that was actually kind of intact. And I'm like, all right, well, in a lot of battles and stuff like that. And then the wife kind of said something. She's like, well, you do realize that when they pass away, their Viking funerals, like, they're put out at sea. So most of their stuff is probably in sea and water and places they're probably not looking. It's not like they're going to find most of them in the ground. And if you're finding them in the land, they found a bunch of partial ones. Well, they're always fighting and they're so angry. But in the wars, apparently, again, this could be a rumor from forever in the telephone game, but apparently they would take magic mushrooms before battles. And in their brain set, they always kind of were thinking like, oh, you know, because we're possessed, we're angry, this and that. But apparently they would just trip on magic mushrooms before they would go into battle. Could you imagine? Like, I don't want to go into public, let alone battle.
If the recruiters would start off with that, they're like, hey, buddy, you want to do a whole bunch of drugs? I'm like, yeah. You want to make some money? Yeah. Come fight for your country. Fuck, okay. Let's do this. Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah, pretty wild stuff. And the other one that I went down a rabbit hole was the pyramids, the whole Great Pyramid thing. I don't know if you guys have ever watched some stuff on there. I watched a video. The guy's
thing is like marketing.
MND, like FCKED, like mind fucked, but took out some stuff so it's not quite there. And this guy breaks down. He does a really good job. I can't believe he's only got like 50,000 subscribers on YouTube, and his videos are so well done. But so if you guys want to check it out, or if, hey, you're listening to this for whatever reason, we'll bring you on sometime because we got a call-in segment. We do have, I think, Blur backstage. Said coworker might call in, and maybe we'll get Lloyd, aka Landy, back in. But yeah, the pyramids, that whole thing blew my mind.
I don't have my cell phone on me, but I believe Landy's out in the bush right now somewhere, so I don't think he's going to make it today.
That's exactly what we would want Landy to do. I did put a clip up there of the Steve Irwin part that we did last week. Man, it was a good time. And thanks, shout out to Riverside, because they did, obviously the audio and stuff wasn't great, and he was very, not embarrassed, but he was kind of very apologetic for it, which, hey, you're calling into a show, we don't care, we're thankful for it. And Riverside does a great job of, with the click of a button, kind of just taking the levels and everything and normalizing them. And I, like I said, I'm a huge fan of the Riverside. So shout out to that. Shout out Deluxe Edition Network. Before I forget, because it just popped in my brain, this is going to be the last time that these are the podcasts of the month. So I'm going to have to remember a new one next month. But the Deluxe Edition Pod and the Steve and Crypto Show, check them out, deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
So I sent Landy some cash to buy a microphone, and he bought a microphone setup, and so he'll have some next time.
And
so
you guys do a lot through Discord and stuff too, right?
Yeah, so it'll be good.
Yeah, so,
but the funny thing is like, he doesn't, South Africa doesn't allow you to, I don't think it's the country, I think it's the banks there, don't allow you to pull from PayPal, so I couldn't PayPal him the cash. I had to use this weird app that, like, I literally needed his bank information to put it through. They didn't need my bank information, but sent it through and things like that. And I was like, well, this is weird. I didn't send an African prince money, but
yeah, it's the reverse rule.
I sent cash to Africa.
Wow. That's not everybody can say that.
That's going to be Toto's next hit.
I sent the cash down to Africa.
I made it rain in South Africa.
I gave my friend a new weird mic. Your mom visited.
Euban had a brilliant idea. He's got a new social media / TikTok idea, and I feel like you should run it by Brandon for your idea. And if you don't remember, I can jog your memory, Euban.
Yeah, no, I can remember here. It's shockingly, but yeah, it's my wife, I told her, I was like, hey, I give her so many just bullshit responses usually when she's just like, usually sexual innuendos, you know. She's like, hey, you know, there's a package coming today. And I'm like, there will be. And she's like, shut the fuck up. You know, not, I probably do that at least 150 times a day, like most men do. And I told her, I was like, but some of the ones that I give her and the timing and the situations are just, not to toot my own horn, but beep, beep, are so good. I was like, she needs to create a TikTok account where she just sits there and she goes, all right, this week my husband said this, you know, and just like give out the top 10. I'm just, you know, and I was like, and other women will sympathize with you, be like, oh my God, my husband's not the only one that does that. Like, holy fuck, isn't it get so annoying? And I was like, you could probably create a very good TikTok account, and I don't even have to be in it besides just my clever fucking comebacks. Ha, comebacks, Kim Kardashian.
Bam. Yeah, I think it's a great idea, especially since you do it so much. It'd be great for her to do that. I will say this. I created a like a notepad page on my phone of shit my wife says, because sometimes she says the funniest shit when nobody's around. One time I go, God, I cannot stand Nirvana and Kurt Cobain. And she goes, Brandon, I don't think you have to worry about Kurt Cobain anymore. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, honey. Like, yeah. There were some other ones that are, what, you know, funnier and worse, but I don't want to quite share them. But
that's pretty good.
So, like, she's so much funnier than I am. And I'm so proud of that.
It is awesome. So we do have somebody backstage that is calling in that we can ask several questions about the story that I just told, and we'll get to the bottom of this. And then maybe while this person's on there, we do a couple mug shotties. Let's bring them in.
Oh,
the one,
yes,
the only, producer Zach. I bet you he's still bald.
Hey,
what's up, buddy? Are you on the shitter? Were you pooping?
I was just taking a leak. Yeah. No, I was taking a leak.
So Brandon walked in the other day, and a guy walked in. There's two urinals, two stalls. They walk in. If somebody's peeing at one of the urinals, do you go next to them in the second urinal, or are you going in the stall?
Is there a little divider?
No.
Nope.
No? Yeah, I'll probably just go next to him. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So tell him what the guy said to you, Brandon.
So I walk in there. All right, I'm at the urinal, and he walks in. There's a guy I work works in the same building as I do. And he walks in, and before he even gets to the stall, he says, "Hey, put that thing away. I don't know where it's been." And then I kind of like give a snicker, you know, because I'm like, I'm taking a piss, and like, he goes, and then he gets to the urinal, and he's like, unzipping himself, I'm guessing, and pulling himself out and taking a piss, and he goes, "But I think I know where it's going."
We'll call back to the circle jerk that we talked about earlier. But so this conversation led to the conversation where I sent an alleged Snapchat of a toilet at our work that was covered in a garbage bag to a response of, yeah, I did that. And I feel like it's not public knowledge, but it's work knowledge. I feel like people understand what went down.
That was the ultimate pooping on company time, because not only did I poop on company time, I then broke. I was the shit that flooded the septic system. And then like 8 or 9 people had to go off campus to shit. So then the company paid for them to leave campus to shit. And then it cost them $850 to pump out the septic tank. And then we paid a guy to come in and clean the shitter that was all fucked up from me shitting in it.
Yeah, it was it was very thankful, I think, for everybody in there that you did put the garbage bag in there. I kind of wish you would have used maybe a not a clear plastic bag. It wasn't a great scene through there.
So I had put a cardboard box over the bowl, and then I put the bag over it. But our dear cleaning man had a fucking meltdown when he walked in and saw the concealment, and rushed out of the bathroom to confront the store manager about what was going on in there. And that was just how it was left until the situation was remedied.
Yeah. Imagine having to clean that, though. That was not a great.
He did a pristine job.
Very good. I mean, very, very well cleaned.
What did you eat that caused such damage?
So actually, guys, this is a perfect segue back to the poop advice that I needed last week. What are we at Taco Bell right now?
Is that what you had?
Live Moss, bitches. So I, as Matthew has told lots of people, I coach wrestling in the winter. And my whole life, I've had this innate ability. It's never been a conscious ability of mine. Where if I'm at a place where I don't have all of my proper pooping amenities, I don't have a stool to put my feet up on, I don't have a bidet or good paper. I don't have a book or like a phone that, like, you know, good service to fuck around on my phone. My body's like, you know what? We'll hold this poop for later. And what typically ends up happening is I don't realize that I haven't pooped until I'm like within a half hour to 5 minutes away from my home or another comfortable pooping location. So this past weekend, I had a 2 day tournament. I was in the gym from 4 until 10:30 on Friday. And then from like 7 in the morning until 6 at night on Saturday. And I had not shit at all in that time. And I did nothing but house hot dogs, mac and cheese, turkey subs, friggin' breakfast sandwiches, buffalo chicken pizza. Like,
so your stomach was kind of like,
oh no, I got that fight or flight feeling again, and I'm flighty. Excuse me, man, fight or flight.
Pretty much.
Fight or flight.
And so I get home Saturday evening, and I look at my wife, and I'm like, man, I don't feel great. And then it dawned on me, I'm like, yeah, I haven't shit since like Thursday morning, and it's now Saturday evening. And so I started
8 hours.
So yeah, so I started just fucking shelling the home John. And then that lasted through Sunday, just shelling this thing. And then I get to work and I'm like, man, I have to do this again. And I fucking, I should have known. Well, first off, I should have known that something was amiss when I sat down on the toilet and it started like bubbling up so bad that it tickled my bells. And, I'm like, that's
but at
not-
that point, there's not much you're going to be able to do. It's got to come out. You're down.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to shit in the trash can, but could.
I mean, you ended up putting a trash bag on the shitter.
I did.
You just skipped the middleman.
I could have. And yeah, I fucking sat down, did my business. And when I flushed, the log hit the opening with an audible thud and didn't break.
Oh no.
I'm like, fuck. And then I look and the water stops like 3 inches going down, like 3 inches before it should. I'm like, that's bad news. And then as soon as I thought that, all of the fucking nasty brown came back up with it. I'm like, fuck.
Oh no.
Do you have to use a poop knife?
Typically I don't, but if I do nothing but eat cheese and hot dogs for, you know, 2 straight days, I definitely should use a poop knife.
I actually had a video sent to me from Aaron Johnston from the Talking Beards crew of an actual advertisement for the poop knife. So apparently it's still a thing, but I think it only comes around for the holidays.
Yeah, it's stuffing.
But yeah, so I mean, if you guys are into that.
Don't stuff your stockings.
So do you guys want to do a quick, or do you guys have any follow-up questions about the poop heard around the office? Because if not, we can potentially do a quick, because we do have another caller, but we can do a couple mug shotties.
Oh, yeah, let's do mug shotties. I told my wife about mug shotties, and she's like, you guys are all, like, so smart and, like, well-mannered people. But that is one of the most problematic segments that you've done. So let's roll it. Let's keep going.
Oh, I mean, one of these days, if not now, we should bring her in, and she could help rate us for Smasher Pass and try to guess. Because it would be good to have a female's perspective of what they think said crazy same sex would potentially do.
Or here, let's flip it on its ear. We'll get all of our significant others on, and we'll do male mug shotties.
No, we're going to keep the women on there. And we're going to call it rock, paper, or scissors.
I would say this. I would say doing the male mug shots is so much easier than the female ones.
I agree.
Well maybe I'll have to find an account and we'll try it too. We'll have men ranking men and we'll go from there. All right, let's bring it up.
Do it.
There's been a couple of good ones. I've seen.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
On the I've seen on the thing, we have a couple of good ones, a couple of rough ones.
And like I said, up, is that a dope Shawn Michaels snapback you got on, Mr. Brandon?
It is, yes.
That's
if the suns are out, the guns are out. I mean,
fuck yeah.
I like the side too. Patch side. Yeah, right there.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
All right, here we go. First
cost
one,
like $20
from Mugshotties.
I'm right for $25.
Here we go. What are we thinking that she did to land in jail?
Well, she's sullen. She's remorseful. So it definitely wasn't like, you know, I don't think she like slashed tires or anything like that of an ex-boyfriend. I'm going to say.
Disturbing the peace.
Can you see it?
Destruction of property.
Okay.
Damn. I was just going to say DUI, but she doesn't look impaired. She just looks like she's a bitch.
Eyelashes. Pretty good.
Smash.
Smash.
Smash. Disturbing the peace. Brandon nailed it.
I wonder what she was doing. Right. I wonder what she was doing.
I love the comments. What do we have here? We got, she can maintain my peace. Impossible, Shardy is my peace. She can disturb my peace. The only one disturbed is my heart. I can fix her, Your Honor. Keep her locked up.
And then notice the lashes, guys. For those keeping track at home, what are those called?
Look at this.
Come catcher.
Now, this one, she'll suck you dry and then slit your throat when you're sleeping.
It
gives a lot of murder vibes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
She looks like something a teacher. To do with she touched a minor.
Oh, you think going with the minor route?
Oh, yeah. I think she's a teacher.
Yeah, I think she's a teacher.
She has a part like a teacher.
She does.
The part kind of looks like the Oswegatchie River.
But she's smiling. I don't think she'd be smiling if she got caught. Unless it was a 15-year-old taking her photo.
Man.
I'm going to say,
she needs a Fruit of a Loom shirt. Look at that. Just stretched out collar.
Nobody likes bacon neck. Nope. I'm going to say possession of marijuana.
Yes. Assault.
Assault. He cheated. Hmm.
Somebody said assault is still a crime. A woman can't do anything these days. Yeah, she assaulted my heart. Your Honor, he asked her to hit her harder. It's not her fault.
Oh, that was pooped.
That look is crazy. I need to move on from that one. All right, let's do one more here.
Smash.
Did we do this one last? No, we didn't do this one last week. All right, here we go.
Oh, man. Something to do with prescription drugs.
I'm going to say aggravated DUI.
Fuck, I don't even know, man. Stealing hearts.
Don't stare into her eyes. Yeah, don't stare into the eyes. It's doing something. I don't know if it's like trying to possess me.
Well, grand larceny.
So my guess is possession.
Two different colored eyeballs?
They look the same here. Two-tone hair.
Maybe that's what's fucking with me. It looked like the one on the dark hair side was like green and the other one was like a really like icy blue.
I think the dried blood on the nose is really...
that's dried really, blood?
It appears to be dried blood. It must be... I know it's probably hard on the phone to see.
I thought it was that tattoo thing.
I thought that was just like a really weirdly placed like septum piercing or something.
No, it looks like, for me, it looks like a little bit of a cut here and then it dried down because there's a little bit on the bottom like a blood, like a dried blood drop.
Okay, and now let's just say that I see it.
I
can still see my video, so I feel like I'm like a grandfather trying to FaceTime his grandson. I'm like, what'd you say? But it really
it does appear that on the screen. But the good thing is with Riverside that when the clip goes on, it does add more of the screen in high res. So you're good. She went in for disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming she was freaking out, cops had to potentially get her down on the ground, cut her nose. Who knows? But
or she maybe
I don't know if it's Jones. This girl, but she said, "Hey, it's me." Oh, look at it. Is it her? Is it?
Yeah, the tattoo's the same. You should. There you go. Good man.
Oh, yeah, yes, dude.
Okay, so she commented there. If anybody wants to check for mugshotty, it Abby Newman. And apparently her old account got locked. Potentially.
Does she have a
spike there? I'm not going to click that one while we're on here, but if you guys feel free, you guys can go to the mugshotties, M-U-G-S-H-A-W-G-Y-S.
Oh, she's got one.
I would assume, yes. I can confirm.
That's why she's
a giveaway.
Hey, here's what it says. Come in and I'll take care of you. I like it weird, so don't be scared to tell me the weird stuff you want.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
From Alabama.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
Do you think she has a peanut allergy?
Roll Tide, baby. All right, let's do one more, then we'll let Zach go, because at the time of the recording, it is Christmas Eve. So I definitely appreciate all of not only the call in, and we have one that is waiting in queue. So, all right, let's do this one. What do you guys think?
She stole somebody's identity, and that was Michael Jackson.
Yeah, she doesn't look violent. She doesn't look violent. I would say drugs.
She looks remorseful.
I'm gonna say pass, but I'm also gonna say identity theft.
Okay. So we got there financial transaction credit card fraud.
Yes.
Hey, I'll take a you know, I got 25% of that right, but definitely Michael Jackson impersonator 100%. The black shirt. I guarantee if we could see a whole body, white boots, one white glove.
Oh, 100%.
She's rocking.
100%. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff in there. Mugshotties.com. Jimothy Strange, big fan of us, big fan of Mugshotties as well. So we're also a big fan of you, Zach. I appreciate you taking some time on this busy Christmas Eve. Hopefully, again, this is coming out Thursday, so you guys are going to be like, why are you talking about Christmas? Well, it's not Thursday in our books yet. So obviously we'll be talking soon, but hopefully you and the fam.
Man, I ate fantastic, so much at Christmas. My stomach still hurts.
Are you still pooping? I thought you were in the bathroom, and I'm like, you know, you spend a lot of time in the bathroom when you have a flat screen TV in there. I was like, that's a baller move.
Oh.
Because I was like, oh, geez. Shit.
I mean,
the price. They have,
and then
TVs are cheap. Bathroom.
So.
There it is.
That's where all the magic happens.
All right, brother. Well, happy holidays to you, my friend. I know we'll be chatting soon. And thanks for telling us the time that you cost alleged work a lot of money for a big dump.
Fuck yeah. Poop on company time.
Santa comes down your chin.
Love you, brother.
Merry Christmas.
See you, buddy.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
See you, bros.
All right. Yeah, that's, man, not a good time. Not a good time. And it's funny because I did start hearing the truck coming to have to pump the septic system out shortly after. So shout out to them for being so responsive to getting our plumbing going again. And could you imagine that as your job? Having to go around and just pump people's dumps out? Oh, bless you.
Sorry.
No, you're good. All right, do you guys have anything else you want to talk about, or should we bring in the other guest to call in? I did post something on the gram, so I don't know if we'll get anybody else or not, but.
No, we're good.
Let's bring them in. Friend of the show, friend of ours, been on the show, in the mobile studio, I'd have to imagine, had a little bit of some internet problems last week. The one, the only, the Blur 46. What's up, dude?
Not much.
Oh, you
sound sick. Islanders jersey?
Huh?
Your shirt? Is it just a sweatshirt? Is it a hockey jersey?
It's a Highlanders jersey.
Islanders.
From that movie Goon.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, see?
Hell yeah. 69. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, Big fan of that movie, and so you really love it with our closing statement of keeping your sticks on the ice. So that, shout out the great Jim McNeil for that one. But what's been going on, man? Anything good? Sorry, you had some technical difficulties last week. Sick?
Yeah, we all been sick around here.
God damn. What kind of sick? Sam Elliott voice going on right now. The diarrhea, the syphilis. Look,
I about said something else. Mid sinus stuff and everything, coughs and whatever else. It's the same shit that's been going around, with everybody else catching it, and it's lasting for a while. So,
Hopefully we'll a lot of people here had soon. The old puking and pooping and all that good stuff, but I guess it's only been 24 hours. So, just 24 hours of shitting and puking, and then they're good to go. So, did go through the kids' daycare, so that was a great time, but knock on wood, everything is okay around these parts right before the holidays. So what else? Other than being sick,
fuck last month.
Anything else? Anything else going on? Cool or anything funny? If not, Brandon looks like he's got something to say.
I'll just say this: her Twitter page has a lot of stuff on it for free.
God damn it! Share it to me on Instagram. I'm lazy to find it.
So Blur, we were doing the mug shotties. I don't know if you could still see us backstage when you were waiting to be a guest or not.
No, he's all out.
Okay, so we're gonna do. I think I have one or two more that we haven't done. So we'll introduce you to the segment, which I'm sure you've seen on there. But we'll get a fresh perspective of that. And what Brandon's referring to, there was a mug shotty that apparently had a spicy page and said spiciness. We'll show you this one here. This one here. Apparently, on the Twitter, there's a lot of content that some people really do like consuming.
Oh, okay.
So this is this one. So what we do is we say smash or pass, and then we try to have a guess of what they did to get in there.
Okay.
So if you want to kick it off, or somebody can.
She just looks dangerous. I think this might be one of the first ones I say pass to. I'm going to pass, and I'm going to say she beat up somebody good. She fought somebody. She has no remorse in them eyes.
Yeah, I'm definitely saying something violent.
Okay.
It's the eyes.
Okay. Yeah. Where? I'd pass. Hard pass.
Yep. So the reason you guys are all passing, then I'm going to go smash because you can clearly see on her neck, she's one of one. Anytime you get a chance, a one-on-one, I feel like you have to take advantage of that. Pretty sure that's what it says. I'm not great at reading sometimes, but hey, if she's one of one, I mean, let's go. How many opportunities? It's like a unicorn, but you guys, your instincts were pretty right on there. It was actually murder and kidnapping. But it gets a little more wild. Apparently, murder and kidnapping, girlfriend of NBA G League player Chance Comanche, charged with murder and kidnapping after police found her friend's remains in a Nevada desert.
Jesus.
Yeah, so clearly she watched some CSI shit, CSI Vegas, I'd have to assume, which in my opinion is the best CSI if you're going to get into that. But
I changed my answer to smash. She crazy. I like it. She did a lot for love. She committed.
She did. I mean, right in there,
I thought that tattoo said left.
Oh yeah, no. It looks like one of one.
Better. No, that makes way more sense than having a tattoo that says left on the right side of the body. So I was like, oh, rebel.
Yeah, or could have said life, and that she was predetermining her sentence potentially. So yeah, okay.
With an HDMI cord.
Let's do another one here. Ooh, this is an intriguing one. Obviously, I know the answers because it's there, but this one's interesting. Eyelashes. Huh. There's a theory. I feel like if you have somebody in your life that puts these eyelashes on, you out of the blue, I think you need to be worried. That's a new theory that I have.
I don't think it's something violent. I'll say something drug related.
Okay.
I'll say shoplifting. Her brow game is strong and her eyelash game is strong. So I think she has an expensive taste that she cannot afford probably. She has to steal for it.
How long do you think her nails are? Like those super long ones?
Are we talking about man inches here? Because if so, It's easily three. About 9 inches.
Blur, what do you think? What do you think she's in for?
Alcohol related or something.
Okay. Correct answer is hit and run.
Okay. Okay.
Probably on her cell phone. Logical. I'd have to imagine trying to figure out how to text with, you know, 9 Inch Nails. Maybe listening to the band 9 Inch Nails, not paying attention, hit, panicked, ran.
And you know what? I'm going to do the same thing with her. I'm going to hit it and I'm going to run. Smash. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm with you. I'm with you. There we go. Why is it hit and run? Why isn't it like hit and drive? Not running, are you?
Grip it and rip it.
Yeah, grip it and rip it. Timothy Strange and 20,211 other people like that. We need to come up with something cool like that instead of like mug shotties where we can find some fun pictures like that. I mean, all I do is I get sent millions, not millions, hundreds and hundreds a week of dudes in their faces and their beards wanting to be ranked and judged. Some of the people, every once in a while, you just get that weird guy that just shoots a shot and he's just like, hey. And it's always weird because this one guy all the time, he's just like, hey, happy Thanksgiving, handsome. And then like this, and he's just like slow playing like these weird lines. And finally, I was a little buzzed up one night and I was like, listen, not only am I married, listen, I'm not on that team, but I was like, I've asked you respectively to stop. Like, I'm not going to block you because you're not being like super weird and creepy, but I'm just a little uncomfortable with the whole things. Like, you can say, hey, what's up, man? What's up, dude? But throwing in handsome and cutie and sexy and stuff like that. Like, come on, man. Slide into somebody else's DMs. And I said, follow my dude. You've been whacking off.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, what does he want? I mean, I have a price, you know. Holidays, they're not cheap. I got bills to pay. I got some store credit cards that are racking up some balances here. So, I have, like, again, I have a Norwegian guy that's, pretty adamant of, just, every time I log into Instagram, I see that he has a new message and it says that last time I responded was, over 160 weeks ago. I'm like, brother, give it a rest. I should just block him at this point, but I'm an empath. I'm like, I don't want to be rude, but also go fuck yourself.
Yep. Yep. Hell yeah. All right. Well, Blur, you got anything else for the group? We appreciate you taking some time, man, out of a Christmas Eve at that.
Oh yeah. Let's figure I'd call in and add some stuff to this, whatever you was talking about there. I heard some of back there about the Paul Pfeiffer and all that other stuff. And
yeah. Turned out, did you know that he's actually an attorney now, like an actual practicing attorney?
I didn't know he's an attorney, but I know they come back for like a reunion or something like that not too long ago. So,
yeah, what a classic. But, see, that makes us feel even older.
Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Boy Meets World. You know, that's I was more of a Ben Savage person, which I hear he's a dick now. But so I didn't watch the Wonder Years as much as I watched Boy Meets World. I'm a little bit younger too.
Yeah. That, I didn't realize they remade it. I walked into the kitchen the other day because we put a TV out there because we wanted, you know, so many times, you know, the kids and everybody, we were too easy just to grab this and hang out. And I said, you know what? I grew up with like a TV in the kitchen and stuff. I said, at least we're going to watch something together, sit around the table and stuff like that. So we put one out there and I walked in the other day and there was the new Boy Meets World was on.
Any good?
They never seen it.
Wasn't bad. The episode I watched, the Ben Savage dude is now a teacher, not to be spoiler or whatever, and he has kids that he's teaching now, married to Topanga, and they have the kids together that are in the school. Then I have to imagine the one who was the other guy that was his friend,
Sean. I'm
drawing a blank. Sean, I think, has a daughter as well, and the daughters of Ben and him are friends, and they're in school.
So that's
and
girl
they're still
meets
a dorky
world.
Kid. They're girls, yeah. And now there's like dorky dudes. And then the episode I watched, there was like a new kid that came into school. And of course, the girls were thinking he was cute.
I'm
probably going to fight over him.
Canceled, I want to say. That came out. Girl Meets World came out in 2014 and it ended in 2017.
Okay. Well,
see, they had a new Wonder Years out too.
Ooh.
Really? I didn't see that either.
You know that?
I know the chick was always hot.
Yeah. Didn't know that. Huh. Somebody was talking
not
about
based on all
new
characters though.
Man, somebody was just telling me about a new movie that they said was awesome that you definitely had to watch. It was in our group chat, Euban, and I forget. I was going to ask if you guys had seen it yet. There was something about a new Godzilla and something else, and I can't remember.
There's two out now, I think.
There's going to be a Bad Boys 4 coming out soon.
Did you hear about Beverly Hills Cop?
That too, yes. Yes, it's going to be on Netflix.
I saw the trailer for that. It got me giddy.
Me too. Really? Me too. Yes. And then there was another. I thought there was something else that came out too, Matt. I'm thinking of you. I know GTA 6 isn't coming out until 2025. Why leak a trailer for something that's fucking ridiculous?
Did you guys hear my dad's coming back? He's not.
Spoiler alert. Apparently, so I just Googled real quick from ScreenRant.com. 8 movie franchises making a comeback in 2024. Kung Fu Panda, Poe returns in 2024. Mad Max, Anya Taylor-Joy will lead the prequel. The Lion King is coming back again. Barry Jenkins directs the Mufasa prequel. So I think they're going to try to show maybe why. I've always wondered that. Why was That's Mufasa really cool. kind of a dick? So I'm just seeing this for the first time. I'm kind of excited. And it's going to be that kind of looks like just based off their kind of that new age, you know, where they're actual lions talking and stuff like that. Not so much cartoon. Going to be another Deadpool, Wolverine and Deadpool team up.
Yes.
In the MCU. I'm not mad about that. Planet of the Apes. Oh, shit. The story continues in Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Kind of excited about that. May 24, 24. Garfield. Chris Pratt is going to house some lasagna.
Is Bill Murray going to voice Garfield?
But it is going to have Chris Pratt and Samuel L. Jackson in it. So that's going to be interesting. Alien, the Alien franchise takes a new direction. It's coming back in August. And for any of you Lord of the Rings fans, there's going to be an animated prequel on the way. So there we go.
You ever go to Runza? Euban?
After I ate Taco Bell, I had the Runza.
No, honestly, I'm not even sure what it is.
You don't know what Runza is?
I don't think so.
Is it spelled just
it's
Runza?
A restaurant in Nebraska. You got to get to it, dude. What's the closest big town to you in Nebraska, Nebraska City?
I mean, Omaha is 2 hours away from me. It
doesn't even need to be that big.
Really?
Shit. Talk to me. Let's see. What's a zip code near you? Kind
How about
of
Falls been... City.
Falls City is about 20 minutes away from me.
I can look up the here. We'll
there
look up
is
the
a
locate.
Runza in Falls City. You need to go to it. Seriously, it's a fast food restaurant. It's Nebraska centric. They have these little like dough, like they're not balls because they're shaped like this, that are filled with beef and cabbage and cheese. And it's like cooked cabbage. It's not a like raw cabbage.
1324 Harlan Street,
Harlan
Falls City.
Street. That's what I'm looking at. Yeah. Shout out to you guys.
Shout out you guys. Runza, baby. You can order now. Can check out them.
Get their onion rings, and they have this onion ring sauce, which is basically like a super thick sour cream based onion dip. Oh, it's fucking delicious.
Let's ask Blur, being a guy that used to work for Arby's, how would you love to prepare some famous Runza sandwiches? Ground beef seasoned with a
that
top secret blend
too bad.
Of spices, mixed with cabbage and onions, all wrapped in a fresh baked bread.
It came from the their thing used to be just like grandma used to make, and it was a German inspired thing. So the German immigrants who came here made them and brought them to the Midwest.
I was way off with my directions,
smash.
By the way, too. I'm maybe 20 miles from the
smash,
exit.
Definitely.
You're 20 miles from what?
From the exit off of the interstate. I am 52 miles from this restaurant, but still, that's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Well, the good thing is they have locations. Time, you can put in your zip code, and it'll tell you the closest Runza.
I'm doing that right now.
So I'm not going to obviously.
Ooh,
do that.
Looks like there's one in Missouri. Looks like there's one in Missouri. Okay. What's that one? Yeah, click
this
on
one
that
down
one.
Here?
No. The one that's north of that.
fuck is
the one that's
all the way on that looks like Maryville or Tarkio. What is that?
Oh, right up here.
Yeah.
What's that one?
It still says Iowa. Clarinda.
Clarinda. That's not- okay, that's closer. Yeah, sweet. Okay.
Fall City. Chlamydia, Iowa.
Clarinda,
I think is what it's
closer to me than Clarinda's less than an hour.
Chlamydia.
Man, look at these names: Longmont, Loveland. I was going to say, do they only open up shops that begin that have an but
I'm closer to Maryville, Brandon, if that means anything to you.
Okay. Yeah, so that's not far. Just straight up 71.
Yes, I live. That's where my house is.
You need to bring one down here.
71.
But you'll love it, dude. It's definitely worth it. But get the onion ring. They have crinkle fries, but I'm not a fan of crinkle fries, as we've talked about. But get the onion rings and the dip. That's good stuff. You'll go back.
I made some onion rings yesterday. I'm an onion ring slut.
They have this like weird batter for them. It's a different batter, but it's really good.
Dude, I'm going to send you a whole bunch of videos of me just trying everything. Like, I'm off until...
Damn it. The regular cheese is great, but the Swiss mushroom is good, too, if you like mushrooms.
I hate mushrooms. I'm a picky.
You'll enjoy the cheese one.
13-year-old. You'll enjoy
the cheese one.
Okay, shit.
Sorry we went over, Matt.
No, that was perfect. I love the randomness of this. But all right, Blur, we're going to let you go, man. Hopefully you have feel better, you and the family and everybody near you. And hopefully, like I said, you guys are watching this on Thursday. You're probably sick of us saying it, but who gives a shit? This is our show, and this is the day before Christmas Eve. Hopefully you and your family have a Merry Christmas and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you all have a Merry Christmas, too.
Hey, you too, brother. Feel better, man.
Yeah, I will.
Keep your stick on, buddy. Oh, man, I love that. I love that jersey.
That's a sick jersey.
Movie. Brunza. Now I'm pretty excited, but like I said, the reason we're going to end this in a little bit is we're going to lunch with my grandmother, who's approaching the age of 90. We're going to do a little Christmas Eve lunch, and ironically, it's at the restaurant that did me dirty the one time I was all fired up. So I have to make an appearance there, and I told you before we pressed record, I'm going to go there and get a water, no ice, and I'm not even going to drink it. And of course, my old man, he's like, well, I'm buying. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, well, they're still getting money out of it. But maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm going to order the worst thing. I should pull up their menu and say, what is the hardest thing to make? And then go for that. And then just customize it to a point where it's just like even more impossible. They do have a weird French fry that, let me see if I can pull it up. It's like a spiral French fry. Almost like if you were to look and it was like a cyclone or a tornado, it's like a big circle, super thick. So if you don't order them extra crispy and they deep fry them extra, they come out kind of like soft. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like so, I mean, there's a fine line, and half the time when it comes out, I'm like, nah, I'm not eating these things either. I want some fresh ones that are actually cooked or throw in some tots, because these are frigging gross.
I don't think I've ever seen those. I know those are like the best curly fries, or like the tight spirals, but not like a cone, like a cyclone or anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to. The restaurant before it was what it is earlier before had homemade fries for lunch. They were fantastic. I looked real quick. I don't know what you would call them, but yeah, I'll try to send you guys a picture if I remember. I know somebody will get them, but yeah, they're like this big, probably kind of spiral, but super thick, and they're different. They're different, but interesting. Yeah, I can't find them. But either way, I'm pretty sure that's a wrap. Hopefully you guys have a fantastic Christmas. I know we'll be chatting over the next couple of days, and hopefully you guys are good. I'm excited. We're trying a new tradition this year, so I'll let you know how that plays out. Maybe it'll be a sweet parenting hack for everybody, and as soon as I press stop, I will give you said heck, because I don't want any spoilers on the show, even though it'll... But yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys, and obviously thanks to anybody that called in, Blur, Zach, and if anybody ever wants to call in, we're gonna continue to do this thing throughout there. This is gonna be our last episode of 2023. Our next one will be the new year, 2024, with some new deluxe edition network things, and we're gonna have a friend of the show all January. Super excited about it. And I'm just going to show you guys who it is so people can maybe get excited and start to support them if they want. Our friend of the show is going to be Fat Baby Bourbon for the month of January. Ooh. And you'll hear more about this next week and why I'm super excited to support these guys. Not only is it New York based, which I'm going to really try to do some more stuff that's kind of local to where I am. And if there's any local stuff where you guys are, I really want to help more local stuff than, you know, bigger brands. So, you know, we'll do some stuff maybe in, you know, Missouri, Nebraska, wherever else. If there's anything small that comes to mind, let us know. And cool story behind them. So super excited to support them. But yeah, that's all I got. I don't know if you guys have anything else.
No, just hope you guys have a Merry Christmas as well. Enjoy your holidays. Be safe. Be smart.
Hell yeah. Hope
your stockings get stuffed.
Ooh. Put that in put in your notes. I want you to start writing down some of these as well.
I should.
You should. You have a cell phone. All you have to do is say, open notes and write this. I mean, it's got to be easy.
Yeah, but you know what, though? It's kind of like the thing where when you say the joke and then you're like, oh, that's a good one. I'm going to write it down. It kind of loses its, you know, I don't know. If I feel like if someone else is like, oh, that's a good one. Let me write that down. You're like, you better write that down, bitch. Yeah, you should. Yeah, you should.
Or if they say it's so bad, it's actually good.
Yes, that's true. You know what? I'll do my responsibility to keep the list for you guys as well. That's my New Year's resolution for you.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. Well, happy holidays. Appreciate you guys. And keep your sticks on the ice. Later.
Later, boys.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy Supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream. Beard Loss, the patriarch, his beard a regal crown, a symbol of authority in every bustling town. His wisdom, like bristles, sharp and well-defined, guiding all the bearded with every law aligned. You've been whacking off with laughter in his stride, weed in his hand, and jokes worldwide. A mirthful spirit, lighting up the room in the haze of humor, dispelling any gloom. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy Supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. Together they unite a trio strong and bold, in beard laws and laughter and stories to be told. In the culinary realm that conquer every quest, a podcast that unlanes all the very best. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy at the helm, master in the culinary every flavor realm. From spices to techniques, a foodie's delight, guiding our taste buds day and night. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy Supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. So gather around, well, listeners keen, to the Beard Loss podcast, a vibrant scene. With Beard Loss and culinary flair, a journey of knowledge beyond compare.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.